Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello you, pop yourself down on my knee, it's time for another cuddle club. Oh, when I was cycling home from yesterday's cuddle club, we've been in 2 days in a row, no big deal, what we'll do for you, you know what I mean? I was cycling away from the studio and got to a lights, and this tall guy on his bike, doesn't matter how tall he was, but just setting the scene, he looked around and went, cuddle club, cuddle club. And I went, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, it's just two cyclists enjoying a theme tune, why not? Anyway, today we've got Matthew Bainton on. You'll know him from Ghosts, Horrible Histories. Oh, he's done loads, he was in a band. We'll talk about all that. What a love, what a dear, what a guy. I really like chatting to him. We hadn't really met each other before, but we sort of knew of each other. And yes, we had a lovely chin wag, you might say. He's got a new book coming out, which if you like Ghosts, oh my God, you'll love the book. It's treats. It's everything you're never going to get from Ghosts and more. So yeah, to get that book, you can probably pre-order it now. It's coming out in October, which is very soon actually, yeah. Pre-order, surprise yourself in a week's time. Happy birthday to you. Okay, here's the podcast. We haven't met each other formally, have we?
No. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Oh God, it's a delight. But I did do a double take at you in the theatre.
Yeah. Can you remember meeting at the Comedy Awards?
We didn't.
I mean, it wasn't that we met. I just explained another socially awkward situation before we started.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah. You're full of them.
I was leaving the Comedy Awards alongside my friend Jim, and it was so sort of loud. I think they were playing White Noise to get people out. Or was that the BAFTAs? Anyway, it was loud.
Yeah.
And people, and you, to the extent that you sort of had to shout to the person you were next to be heard.
Yeah.
And I turned to shout to him how desperately I needed a wee before we went anywhere else.
Yeah.
And you happened to be coming past at the same time. And so I sort of shouted in your ear, I really need a wee before I do anything. And then I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, you didn't need to know that. And you went, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh,
oh,
fine.
Oh, wow. I don't remember any of that.
So, you didn't hear it. So.
No, I didn't. No.
I very badly needed a win. No, not at all. understandably, completely nonplussed that I'd
you
gone.
You keep your cheap talk to yourself because I didn't hear any of it and I don't want to hear any. Anyway. How many waistcoats did you own when you were filming Ghosts?
How many waistcoats?
Yeah. What's a rotation system like? You know, because it's not next to your skin. There's a layer in between.
There is
so you're not going to need, like with a shirt on Ghost, you'd need to change it every time.
Doubles.
What do you mean doubles? It's got to be more than that, isn't it?
But I think they call it doubles even if it's...
Oh, triples.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Or quadruples and so on.
Oh, don't let them get involved in tennis. Thank you.
I don't know. I think there's possibly only one. Waistcoat.
But wow, they've got to save
that's
money.
How little attention I've been paying to other people's craft.
You've got your mind on other things.
Yeah.
That's okay. Creator of
One
Ghost.
Of.
One of, yeah.
Yeah. Not
one many. Of six.
One of six, yeah.
Six. It used to be in a band.
Yep.
Don't fold your arms, young man. Actor. Mm-hmm. About to be in something with Hugh Grant and, dare I say, what's his name?
Timothy Chalamet.
And so much going on. Just a humble boy from Essex.
Little old me.
Little old you. How did you do all that? Just really clever.
Just sort of gradually. Mm. I'm quite old now.
I'm older, I think. How old are you?
42.
I'm older than you. Can you believe it with my skin?
I can't believe that for a second.
It doesn't make sense, does it? Not very
There's
much
no justice.
Older. It's no, but I've done less. So I think maybe, let's face it, you do look a bit older than me.
Yeah, I do. I'll take that on the chin.
But you've got two kids or three. I lose count of your children sometimes.
Yeah, two.
And you've done a lot more. So it's going to play havoc with your face.
It is. It's going to show. This is true. I had my first child when I was 30.
Yeah.
And literally overnight got the first hair on my chest.
Really?
Yeah. I was very smooth up until that point.
That's mad.
And then it was genuinely as if my body went, fucking hell, you need to step up now. It just went.
Just the one.
Just a powerful surge of testosterone.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a smattering.
A smattering, yeah. With your second child, did it sort of double?
Yeah. I got hair on my back at that point.
Wow. And what's your sort of wife's take on that? If I can be so rude,
I'm going to correct you and say partner.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to stand corrected. I'm so sorry.
We've just become civil partners.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It was very civil.
Yeah. Wow, that's lovely, actually. And why? And why?
Well, she.
If I may pry.
More or less, the day I met her, she said, "I don't believe in marriage, and I will never be anyone's wife."
I love that.
And I was like, "Okay."
I love the sound of her. Yeah.
Yeah. So. That was that. And then a long time later, there was that opposite sex couple who started campaigning to have a civil partnership.
Yeah.
And before then, we'd resigned ourselves to the fact that if anything happened to either of us, we wouldn't have the tax privileges of a married couple.
And to never let us stand on.
You know, we were like,
yeah,
that's not going to force us to get married.
Yeah, too, right. Yeah,
but civil partnership became the way to avoid tax.
That is very romantic,
isn't
actually.
It?
Yeah.
So we took our next door neighbour as a witness.
Oh yeah.
And signed a piece of paper.
Yeah.
This was literally last Tuesday.
Is this an exclusive?
Yeah.
Oh, I love exclusive. Last
Papers
Tuesday.
Papers all be picking so up on this.
Was it emotional at all?
Actually, it did surprise us a little bit.
Was there a wet eye in the house?
I think our next door neighbour, who was our witness, got a wet eye.
But neither of you two.
But I don't think either of us did. We sort of approached it all...
like a business.
Well, we thought, we're just going to pop out and do this and sign a piece of paper. And then she and then she came out of her house and she was wearing a nice dress. And we were like...
Came out of her house, separate houses?
Our neighbour.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
We do the Tim Burton, Helena Bonham Carter thing. We just live next door.
It's what you need to save on tax. It's expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, our neighbour came out. She was wearing a nice dress and it was like, oh, that's really sweet. She's sort of taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And I quickly put a shirt on. I know. But then when we got there and it was all quite formal, we were kind of a bit giggly about
it.
But then, just it sort of was a little bit more moving than we thought it would be. Just the fact of it and being witnessed.
Yeah.
Making it official. Which
and
is
you don't
ludicrous.
Wear rings?
Don't wear rings.
Very cash. Very modern.
It's super cute, but it's not cash in the
sentiment.
It's not casual in sentiment, like and it never has been between us. We've always been committed,
yeah.
But we just sort of, you know, didn't marry.
No, I love that. Do you know what? I love that.
Thank you.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Do you miss playing music in your band?
I do.
Why don't you start it up again?
I might.
Ooh, that was squeezy.
I do want to do music again. I was doing it sort of into my acting career. And then I started to see people at my gigs who were there because they loved the horrible histories.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And it felt a bit like that. It didn't feel massively cool.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm reading between the lines, yeah.
Also, you just sort of think, people aren't necessarily there for the music. Yeah. But then over the years since, I've sort of realised that that's quite an ego-led decision as well, because I stopped because of how it looked, but that meant I cared how it looked, and equally egotistical.
Yeah, and maybe it'll bring new people. You can like history and guitar music, for example.
Yeah, that is possible.
Yeah. Like, if I put a stop to everyone that's coming to my gigs just to try and bang me, wouldn't have an audience left.
Right.
I would imagine I would have most of the audience left, actually. It's the opposite. Okay. Are you ready? Well, you should do music. You should do music in a film.
Yeah.
Because... like you play your own
the first few things I did, actually, acting jobs, were almost all playing music.
Yeah,
I feel like that sort of it narrowed the pool enough for certain jobs where they needed someone who could play the guitar on screen. Yeah. that kind of helped me get my first foot in the door.
Yeah.
With acting jobs.
Fire questions.
Yes.
Quite agree. Ready for the quick fire round? I think my teeth stick out too much because sometimes it's hard to talk.
I have a friend who wasn't all that toothy, shall we say, who we both trained with a French clown guru called Philippe Gollier.
Well, I've done a two-day course in Dublin.
Have you? He said to her, "When you smile, I want to play the piano."
Oh,
her teeth reminded him of the keys.
Oh, no. Oh, no, my God. Wow, what did you say your clown was?
Do you know what? I went because I was in awe of there were certain comics who did clown stuff, and I was in awe of them, and I really wanted to be a clown.
Mm.
And then I sort of spent a year in Paris, and the clown course was the end of that year.
Yeah.
And I really kind of, that was what I really wanted to be. And at the end of the course, he said, "If you've been here all year, today and today only, I'll answer your question if you want to ask me if I think you're a clown, a bouffon, or an actor." Because he always sort of said there are those, you could be one of those three things, and not many people are more than one of
and what's
those
bouffon?
Things. Bouffon is like, sort of like Sacha Baron Cohen does Ali G. It's like a character that satirizes the world, whereas the clown is the idiot that everyone laughs at.
Yeah.
And then an actor is an actor.
Yeah.
And I asked Philippe very meekly, you said that I could ask, what do you think I am?
What do you think I am, Philippe? Please
and he went, an actor with humour.
Oh,
and I was
good.
So disappointed.
Really?
At the time, I was like, I wanted to be a clown.
But you are an acting clown.
I've made peace, I suppose, with... You've, but also, I mean...
You're so good
really
at acting.
What those distinctions
I
are.
At the start, by the way. You're
That's
so
really kind
good
of
at
you,
acting
thank you.
And creating. I don't know about your music. I did try and find your music on Spotify, but it didn't play.
No, yeah, it's not on the Spotty. People have to pay for it on Bandcamp.
God, I'll do my research, but never that.
No, fair enough.
I've got my limits.
Yeah, but that's my Spotify boycott, which I'm sure, so far it hasn't achieved its
goals. It hasn't damaged them as much as you thought it would.
I think they're listening. Or not listening, is the case, maybe.
Okay, quick fire round now.
Sure, sorry.
Who would you trust more, actors or musicians or comedians?
Well, we know we shouldn't trust comedians.
Well.
Currently.
Yes. But it's not like the actors have never been accused.
No, that's true.
Or musicians.
Oh, my God. They're all bastards, aren't they?
They're all, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a clue. They're all men as well.
Yeah. I guess trust the female ones of all three.
Trust
for the most part.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, but one?
Do your due diligence on any of them, guys.
Yeah.
You know, ask around.
Ask around. Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
you know, yeah. not necessarily just gossip, but
I love that. Yeah.
Ask
yeah,
around.
Yeah. Okay. So, but which one more?
Such a non-light-hearted answer. It's just because that's in the air at the moment.
Yeah.
Musicians, maybe.
Really?
Maybe not like rock and rollers.
It's sounding old. Country and Western, or
like musos, like session musicians.
Yeah.
Because they're so nerdy.
Yeah.
I feel like they haven't got time for anything other than wondering whether they should play an ASUS 9 to spice up the chord.
Yeah. Okay. That's given me some food for thought anyway.
And any listening to that are going, what the fuck is that?
No, I think that's a
just
great
said
answer.
It sounded...
You back yourself. I think okay, that's a great okay. answer. Ever ghosted anyone?
I probably have. Mm. You know, not for a long time, but I think probably as a teenager.
That's okay.
I would have done that sort of thing.
That's okay on the house phone, I think.
On the house phone?
Yeah.
Is this specifically phone-based ghost, as in like just not replying to messages?
I don't know what the writer was intending, but I think so. last question. If a man's watching all your Instagram stories, does he want to marry you?
Is someone watching your Instagram stories that you're...
I can't confirm or deny. Okay. I don't know what the writer intended.
How do you know if they're watching your Instagram stories?
You can tell. You can see.
Can you?
Yeah. You can see who's watching your stories. But
is that right?
Yeah. But this isn't for me because with mine, there's too many people watching. So I wouldn't know.
Yes, you wouldn't. Who's got time to wade through seeing if he's watched this one?
Yeah. It's just a man's opinion for the girlies out there. For the normal girlies out there.
Does it mean he wants to marry you?
Yeah. Or at least sort of 69 with you or something.
Gosh. I feel like that's a lot for me to take on.
It's a lot for you to be the oracle of, isn't it?
I don't know the man or the story.
No. And yet here we are pressing you for an answer.
If the Instagram story begins with a slide that says, keep watching if you want to marry me.
Yeah.
And he's got to the end.
That's a good idea.
Then in that circumstance, I'd say there's a good chance.
That's a really good idea for anyone out there.
Yeah.
To see who wants to marry them.
Yeah. If you need to whittle it down to the willing candidates.
That was a very good quick fire round. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you.
The touch quiz will touch you now. You've got 5 questions to think about what I'm touching. It's not rude. And your time starts now. It's actually not timed.
Okay. Is it alive?
No. Now, can I just... I will give some clues. Obviously, it's quite hard otherwise. I match the thing to the person coming on.
Oh.
So it... But that won't give you much of a clue, really. But maybe I was thinking about ghosts when I wrote it. Actually, it's nothing to do with ghosts, to be fair.
Sure.
Does that help?
Okay. No.
No.
Is it soft?
It is soft. It's got... So it's 2 words, and the second word is almost a describing word, sort of in that wheelhouse. Can I give you a clue? Would you mind?
Yeah.
Something you eat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You've really helped me out there.
I mean, Are you having a nice day?
I'm having a crisis.
You will. That's what the touch quiz does.
Oh, God.
It breaks us all down before it builds us back up, just like Julio.
Do other people take this long?
I don't know. He's shutting his eyes. He's truly committing to the role.
I sort of want to just get through the questions and be told what it is now.
Okay, well, just throw out 2 guesses just for the game.
Is it multicoloured?
Ooh, I'll tell you what colour it is. It's kind of flesh colour, then it's white, and then it's got some red on it. And it's got some yellowy sort of thing on it, maybe.
What the fuck?
It's the colour of a cake. Does that help?
Is it a cake?
Yes.
So what I'm discovering for future participants in the game is that if you don't ask questions, you just get more clues.
Oh, you're like a journalist. Oh, you beast. Oh, you absolute beast.
It's a cake. The second word, sort of red velvet cake.
No. It's Victoria
Can you see
Sponge.
Why? Oh.
I'm
Shit.
Red velvet was a good That was a good...
And sponge could mean soft, yeah.
Yeah, but more red than velvet. No velvet.
Velvet's nice to touch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great thing.
And you don't think of it as hard.
No.
But it's not flesh-coloured unless you've been in a bad accident.
Well, I don't think either of us did well in that round.
No.
I don't think I can lay all the blame at your door.
I'm sorry. And also, if you're still listening, congratulations.
Right. Do you want to play another game?
Yeah. Is it similar?
If the wind's not taken out of your sails, it's sort of similar. It's called Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water. I play a song and you have to guess what it is. And Scroobius Pip has sent them in, thank God, for you. Otherwise you'd never get them.
Thank you, Scroobius. Mr. Pip.
Cuddle, cuddle. Cut, cuddle, cuddle. Cut, cuddle, cuddle. Cut, cuddle, 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 cuddle. Cut, cuddle, cuddle. Cut, cuddle, cuddle.
How long does he keep going, or is that on a loop? I feel like that's ABBA.
No.
No.
No, it's not. Do you want another guess?
No.
Cuddle.
Cuddle, cuddle. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da. He's a naughty boy, the one that wrote it. Robin Thicke, Bloodlines.
Oh, Bloodlines.
Bloodlines.
Keeps coming up, doesn't it?
It keeps coming up. How do you feel about cuddling?
About cuddling?
Mm. Cuddly guy?
I'm a pretty cuddly guy. Mm.
Family, of course.
Yeah.
You've got to be these days.
Do you know what? That's so true. That immediately makes me think of my dear departed grandpop, who he didn't cuddle his kids and he didn't cuddle us grandkids, and increasingly over time he would put more and more into the handshake he gave you, and it was so, it used to bring a tear to my eye. It was so kind of lovely that the handshakes would become really lingering and he'd put his other hand on there and look at you in the eye and hold it. You'd think, you just really want a cuddle.
Yeah. Well, what, as a kid, what was stopping you, like a little kid, running over and just...
Probably we did when we were little.
Yeah. It's so mad, men of a certain age, like they're just so repressed, not their fault, just like the way society was. It must be so bad for them.
Really
bad. Well, case in point, he's dead, I suppose, but...
Yeah, I don't think that's what did it in the end. And he, you know, it was a ripe old age.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, he was definitely of a generation and raised in a way that was how it was. And it just makes you appreciate the way, you know, the way hopefully lots of parents break those cycles and change the way they do things for their kids.
Definitely. It's got better and better.
Yeah, cuddles with your kids. So. There's a particular age where your kid... You can have a lying down spoony kind of cuddle where they fit perfectly sort of between your knees and under your chin. That's the best one.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Okay, if you've got any health complaints, good news for you, I can look them up.
Oh, I recently stubbed one of my toes, and I'm pretty sure I broke it.
I've done that.
And it's healed. It was ages ago, but it still hurts.
Yeah, you
sometimes.
Probably did break it. Which one, if I can be so bold?
Not the little one, but the guy next door.
So farmer's market, he's sort of...
Farmer's...
No,
oh, yeah. This little piggy... Yeah. I'm with you.
It wasn't a farmer's market.
You're really specific about the market you went to. We've all got a picture in our head. I was picturing lots of stalls.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, mostly. Yeah, mostly greengrocers and... Yeah.
Mine one's got falafel in its gob, but, you know, yeah.
Artisanal.
I did break coffees. My toe, the big one, and it's very painful.
Oh, my God. It was one of the greatest triumphs. I'll congratulate myself in saying I managed not to swear or shout or blame the kids because... We were staying in like a holiday home and they'd taken all the cushions off the sofas and put them all over the floor and moved all the armchairs and stuff to play The Floor is Lava.
Yeah.
And this was in the morning and I emerged from bed sort of groggy eyed, stepped out of the bedroom and just stepped straight into the sort of the wooden foot of the armchair that had been moved.
Ooh.
And then hopped up and down. And managed not to shout and swear and say, why did you fucking move that fucking armchair? And I was pretty proud of myself.
That's really
for that.
Good. You, what, a lot of fudges and sugars?
I think I just sort of sang a very long high note.
Yes, yeah. Well, with your background, why wouldn't you?
Well, exactly. I thought I may as well get some scales in.
And none of them commissioned you for a record?
No.
Okay, I will look up toes for you. And you've got nothing else, no?
No.
Okay.
Long pause.
toes represent the minor details of the future. So what you've got to say if you do bash your toe again is all details take care of themselves.
Great.
Okay.
Do you
believe in this stuff?
I think the kids would be very confused if I shouted that after I stubbed my toe. All right, Dad.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Okay, best tag in a film or TV show. You don't have to have an answer, but if you have, we'll take it.
Oh, God, I'd love to have an answer to that.
Oh, God, wouldn't we all?
Okay. The one that springs to mind might not be the best one.
Yeah.
But it's probably because I'm always crying at that point, is at the end of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
His little girl is hugging him while he's saying attaboy Clarence, and he's crying because everyone's rallied round and put like all their money in to save the buildings and loans, and then the bell rings and his daughter says every time a bell rings an angel gets his wings. And he's hugging her and he's saying, attaboy, Clarence, attaboy.
That's lovely. It would help if I'd seen that, wouldn't it?
You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, I don't know. I'm struggling to remember what it is.
It's my favourite film.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's from 1946.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I don't watch black and white if I can avoid.
Oh.
If I can avoid.
Okay.
Why didn't they go back to these films and add a bit of colour?
They sometimes have. There are colourised versions of some of the old black and whiteies.
Okay, well, that's some...
Which no one calls them. But, So yeah, you could like they did that colorized thing of all the footage from the First World War.
Yeah.
And it's kind of mad because it suddenly looks like it's happening at less of a distance.
Right.
It feels more real.
Yeah,
somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But please, if you can bear to watch the black and white images,
I will.
Do watch It's Wonderful Life. And they do screen it every year at Christmas at the BFI.
Okay.
It's such a lovely thing to see at Christmas.
I'll be popping off to Thailand at Christmas. But,
sure, for some...
Sure.
Why are we going to Thailand at Christmas?
Just fun. Yeah. Just to, you
Is
know,
that every
get
year?
On a beach, you know, okay, yeah. Take the sting of life
Winter
away.
Winter sun. Mm. See, my ideal, and I would love to do that, would be just to go there sort of Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Sort of have the winter Christmas, yeah. But then go straight to
you could do
winter
that.
Sun.
You could do that. You're in films now. It feels bold.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, it feels bold, but that's what life is about. Making
Maybe
these
one
bold
year.
Choices.
Yeah. Got family in New Zealand. Could go there.
Well, me, I'm going to Thailand.
Yeah.
For me, personally.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I was thinking.
Yeah, you're thinking of you, but for
separate
me,
trips.
Separate trips in the end, yeah. Which is.
We could sort of wave at the airport.
Or do you think about if it's Thailand on the way to New Zealand? It's me, my friend Claire and her mum.
Lovely.
Yeah, my mum was going to come, but she's not coming now. So
not allowed or?
No. I said, I'll, you know, pay for the accommodation and I've got a companion voucher. But she still doesn't want to go. So fuck her. So
Does she listen?
God, no. No. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will, it's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Do you know Alan de Botton?
No.
Do you want to pick a card from... You sort of have to, really. I don't know what to ask.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know why I provide the illusion of choice. Alan de Botton wants to ask a question, and he is quite... Sometimes he gets quite serious.
What kind of ideal extra sibling would you have wanted to have? I've got two brothers.
Yeah.
And we had a very fighty house. Mm. Our main hobby was playing computer games, and it often ended with a joystick being smashed and broken against a wall. And there was quite a lot of physical fighting.
Yeah.
So my ideal extra sibling would have been a sister.
What if she was quite smashy?
She might have been smashy
she
too. I realised that as
yeah.
I was saying it. So a non-smashy sister.
Yeah.
Or an extra brother who had more feminine qualities.
Yeah, lovely.
Just a bit more tenderness and sort of like ability to talk about stuff instead of just like getting really angry with objects and humans.
Are you close to your brothers now?
Yeah.
Ah, that's nice.
We've all grown up, you know. But, Mike, I think back and I cannot fathom how my mum coped.
Yeah.
Can't fathom it. I once broke a snooker cue over my brother's back.
Wow.
And it's not as if I'm that sort of guy.
Yeah, your brother sounds really annoying. What had he done, though?
I think he was just sort of coming for me.
Right. Coming at you.
He was coming at me. They're both older than me, my brothers. Both bigger, both stronger. Mm. And so I was...
Are they single? I was,
no. I just picked up weapons because I felt defenseless without them.
Yeah.
So I'm not proud of it.
Well, now you're using a pen rather than the cue, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. If only then I'd known that the pen was mightier than the sword.
Than the cue.
I once also attempted to split up a fight between them.
Yeah.
By hanging off the banister over the stairwell and saying, if you don't stop fighting, I'll let go. And then they didn't stop fighting.
Oh, no.
So I thought, oh, I can never threaten anything again unless I follow through. So I let go.
No,
landed with my legs either side of the handrail. and really, really hurt my coccyx.
Did it stop them fighting?
I think a few moments later they realised I wasn't there anymore and came and had a look. So I think it did stop the fight.
Oh, God.
But I certainly hadn't anticipated having to go that far.
That sounds like a laugh. That family ham sounds like a laugh.
I mean, fucking, we were out of control. Did you have siblings?
Yeah, but can I say, you've still got the look now. I don't know about then, falling off, whatever. But you've got the vibe now of someone whose parents are together.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
See? How am I getting this stuff?
You're very intuitive. They're very solid.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their stuff, I guess, but yeah,
but
I'm very grateful to have.
Come on,
grown
you've
up
got the vibe
of
someone whose parents love
family.
Each other. Do you want to say what vibe I've got?
You've got the vibe of someone who's really. I don't want to do this. I'll get it wrong, whatever I say.
Okay, what were you going to say? I interrupted you.
Can't make me say it.
No, go on. I actually meant before that, but I'd love to know.
Are your parents together?
No, of course not. No, I've got... And you know that, because if you look at my vibe... Go on, say it.
I know that because you told me that about my vibe.
Yeah.
Which implied that you didn't have the same.
We're having fun.
I was going to say your vibe is someone who's been through stuff and learned a lot.
And he's not even read my book. It's good to have lived a life, though, isn't it?
How do you know I haven't read your book? Well, because I'd have answered that question much quicker.
Do you mind if we talk about your new book?
Oh, God. Yeah, you're welcome.
If I said to you, the Button House Archives, if I said to you,
I know what that is.
The Button House Archives, what would you say to me?
I'd say, if you're a fan of the TV show,
and I am,
you'll love the book.
All six of you collaborating on the book?
Yes.
But what I was going to say to you is this book a passion project or a money-making scheme?
A little bit of both. We're not going to welcome
You've got to go to New Zealand, someday.
I think it was Leonard Cohen who once said, I don't do what I do for pay, but I like to be paid for what I do.
I love that.
And that's very much the way I feel about writing a TV spin-off book. It was genuinely, it was something we talked about quite early on. I think we were doing series two and we'd started having, there were some sort of ideas that couldn't be in the show, but that were really fun.
Mm.
And we started saying, oh, wouldn't it be fun to do a book? And then we were always too busy writing the show to have time to do the book. And then because we knew we were going to finish the show, we were like, oh, shit, if we don't do a book now, there won't be a demand for it for a show that used to be on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we kind of got our shit together and did it. But it was really, really fun because we're just writing in the voices of the characters. The concept of the book is that it's all like found documents from their lives.
That's good. That's great.
So there's like a huge variety of stuff. There's like... extracts from Lady Button's self-published guide to women's etiquette.
Mm.
And then there's like Thomas's love letters and all kinds of things. And it was nice to write something where, really fun to write something where you didn't have to keep coming back to the structure of the story and the plot and stuff. And kind of, you could just have a stupid idea, write it, and then submit it. And as long as it's funny, it's in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it didn't have to cross-check with the C-plot story.
That's nice stuff. Yeah, then that is a passion project as well because it's come from series two and it's...
I genuinely hope that it feels like a gift to the fans because it's full of little Easter egg-y references to the show.
It's such a popular show. People will love that.
The more people know the show, the more they'll get out of the book, I think. And they'll feel like they're, like, the fact that they've paid close attention to the show will be rewarded by the stuff that's in the book.
That's great. How come six of you created it? I've never heard of that ever.
Yeah, just through circumstance, really. The six of us met on Horrible Histories.
Yeah.
Like... 17 years ago.
Yeah.
A long time.
Mm.
I'm guessing that, but it's that sort of number. And then we did that for 5 years. And as we got towards the end of that, we were sort of, we'd become really good friends. We loved working together and we thought it would be a shame not to keep working together.
Yeah.
So six just was the number because that's
the
group of us that were together and felt that way. So
we
created our first sort of created show together after that and then carried on.
It's great because it means you don't have to do as much work because there's more work, but then you have to share the money as well. So
yeah.
But it's
the trade-off in that sense is totally worth it because it's more fun to be in a band, you know.
It's
sort of that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And I think people naturally at times have there'll be friction between two people or whatever or disagreements. And something about that number of people has proved to be really great because it can never be swamped by that.
Yeah.
If there's any tension between two people or friction or whatever. Whereas I think if you're a double act and you fall out, that's it.
Yeah.
Or if you're a trio and two of them fall out and then the other one is miserably stuck in between and, you know.
Also, a lot of things are six-part series.
Yeah. So kind of.
So you could do one each. Is that how you did it?
No. Not really. It sort of depends who's most busy at the time or who has the most appetite to write. So some series, the division of writing across the series is different with each one.
Oh, wow.
And some of us co-write in pairs and it changes quite a lot, actually.
Interesting.
It's quite fluid.
And do you get more money if you do more writing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's all very fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me.
Okay, final question. What's life all about?
My God, it's meaningless, isn't it, in the end, I think.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I think the meaning is what we make of it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Okay. I'll be more in tune to that answer.
I don't think, personally, I don't feel that there is an inherent meaning, but there's great beauty in the fact that we infer meaning, and I think that's the most wonderful thing about the fact that we are sort of naturally storytellers and art makers, because I genuinely feel like that's the only meaning there is, and for me is what makes life worth living.
That's nice.
100% is art and music and stories. It would be shit without that, wouldn't it?
It would be, really, really bad.
But I think it's the fact that those things can inspire so many expressions of, you know, people can react to those things and in so many different ways.
I like a river in the sea, though. You still have those, I suppose.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. So someone might say that's a nice river and someone else might say I've seen a better one.
For example.
And then that's the beauty of life.
Yeah, no, I do. No, I like that. I do like that. That holds up as an answer.
You got a favourite river?
Ooh, what's the Seine up to? That's the first one I thought of. Is that how you say it?
The Seine's lovely.
Yeah.
Weaving its way through gay Paris.
I haven't actually got a favourite river. I like the sea as well, but I haven't got a favourite sea.
No. Do you like to swim in the sea?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
A sea swim. I used to be a very reluctant. I was always fussy at the beach about sand.
Oh, no.
I was always like a bit. And my son is now like that. And I really recognise it.
Yeah.
But I've very much been able to grow past that.
Yeah. And I hope people too.
I love a swim in the sea now.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
It's very special.
Lovely. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks. I hope it was worth your while.
No, I hope
it's worth the listener's while.
Oh, come on. I hope it's worth your while.
I felt like I learned some stuff.
Yeah. I really like that.
Good.
Yeah. Do you want to say goodbye to anyone?
Goodbye, Grandpop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Well, that was the lovely Matthew Bainton. The book is out. His book is out on 26th of October. Lovely. Get that book then. Get my book. Get a book of your choosing. Don't forget to read. Everything's on Audible these days as well. And have a nice time. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.